This is my second tour of duty in Calgary, Jeff. So I was in Calgary for TSN 94 to 97, was then promoted to sports desk at the time, before it was Sports Center. Did that job for 2 years. Then I was let out of my contract. The word fired is still very hard for me to digest. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. But I was, my contract was not renewed, and that's how I found my way to the Score.
That,
now, do you want to stop there?
Yes. you can tell you what I love about this is you're such a professional. You know exactly how to, and I'm just hopefully smart enough to pick up the cues because it's brilliant. A couple of things caught my attention. Obviously, the names like Paul Romanek, Rod Black, and me just being like a sports person, I really remember all these names because it was just when you're a youngster watching sport, it's just very impactful. Like you remember, I remember all those things. I know nothing about school. I know nothing about anything outside of sport, but I remember these things.
Yeah.
The moment when you get fired, you're on a bit of a roll. Like things are working.
Yes.
You're like, you have a voice, you have a face, you have a presence in the sport world. So when it goes wrong like that, what actually happens? Like, what goes through your head?
Well, at that point, I'd been at TSN for 7 years. I had started my career there, and I had really felt like, as you say, yes, I was on a roll. What's interesting in our business is that sometimes it doesn't matter how hard you work. Mm-hmm. And this can also be the case in many other industries, not necessarily ours. But it really sometimes can come down to who likes you.
Yep.
And so I felt that that was something where I could just never really, one particular person at TSN in the upper brain trust never really liked me. And I knew that. And I did my best. And then maybe he then influenced some other people. But here's the fun thing about that whole experience is that I had called the meeting.
For the exit.
So I had called the meeting because I had this great idea that I thought we could do a really neat show about access, where we're giving access to you, the viewer, kind of like the quarterback that you see on Netflix or the Beckham story. It was like that. It was about really getting a deep dive behind the scenes of an athlete. So I was going to bounce on up. I have my notebook with my pitch on there. And I got the call saying that Keith Pelley, who had hired me 2 years previously, would see me earlier. And I said, oh, okay. So I went bopping on up with my notepad.
Do you remember what the show was called that you were going to pitch?
I think it was called In Access, I think. And that's what I mean. What's funny is that later at the Score, I then turned into Sports Access. So one door closes, others open. You know this. Anyway, I need to tell you this story because it really does speak to, and so many people who go through job loss, I think will identify with the shock, the you're bereft. It's like a mourning. It's grief. You're going through all the processes of grief. And when he pushed the piece of paper across and said, no, actually, we're going to let you out of your contract. And I said, oh, my goodness, they don't even want me reporting. And so I took that and I thanked him. And then I left. And I was really, and I know a lot of people will identify with that feeling of, you just don't really know. You're kind of in a daze. Mm-hmm. You're in a daze.
Yep.
And especially when you think you are doing such a good job. And then someone is saying, no, we don't believe in you. And especially me being a female, this was... In this industry, that was very unique. And why was that? I mean, the Toronto Sun said, Bose let go by TSN. Those are the headlines. The Globe and Mail had all these rumors about it was because of my hair, and it was... I can laugh about it now.
I was just going to ask, but at that moment, to go through in the press too, like that's a different level.
In the press, that's right. Now, we didn't have social media, but we still had the papers. There was a radio show, Bob McCowan and Primetime Sports. They were talking about it. They never called me, but they were talking about it, and it all came down and this is what made me so sad, though, is that it was coming down to the female component, that I was let go because of me being a female. And yet I had I felt gathered enough respect in the industry and worked that far in the industry that it wasn't about that. But they said in the papers, they said that it was a private matter between Lisa and the network. So they left the door open when no one really knew what that meant, like if I had stolen from the cash register. So what do we do there? Now the most important thing is your response. And you cannot go, and especially social media, today when people are let go, and especially in our industry, sometimes you do want to say something online.
Yep.
And you really cannot. You really have to take the high road. And I can share with you that by taking the high road, in my quotes in those articles, it's all about thanking TSN. And I had to, because I wouldn't be where I was without TSN. And because of that, that helped me then to get my next job. But I was depressed.
And that's
I was depressed.
For a duration of time, I'm sure, right?
Yes, absolutely. I did not get out of bed. My whole identity, you have to remember, is Lisa Bowes TSN. Just like anyone else. Bob Smith, RBC, right? You identify so much with your work and who you're working for that when you are let go like that, it is a very, very difficult thing. And what I always like to say to people is you just have to give yourself time to cope. It's going to be okay. Talk to your friends. Talk to your peeps. And I really was, I can honestly say, I would not get out of bed. Because I have the added element of people knowing it's me.
For sure. You can't hide.
Right. Very, very difficult and challenging time. So I have that job loss. But then I actually, after the score, went to CBC, and then we had a redundancy. When I hit the redundancy, which just is a very interesting CBC term, I then, my response was more, oh, well, that's kind of disappointing. The first one, I was devastated. Second one, it's going to be okay. I'm kind of disappointed. Then I had a layoff. Actually, CTV, they laid off all the sports departments across the country.
I remember that.
That one was a, schmeh. And then I would say COVID was another job loss because I lost everything in what I was doing at COVID. And then I went, oh, well, that's okay. I'm just going to get through it. So each one, it's going to be okay. It just builds your resiliency.
Which I think is an important message, because I think sometimes the first one always stings. I had, my first one was in like 2002. I got laid off from Critical Mass.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And I was a youngster. I was probably like early 20s. And right before I got laid off, and I was too young to kind of see what was happening, but they were asking people where they saw themselves fitting within the organization. What you're passionate about and where you want to go. And I was like, you know what? I feel like I want to be more part of the music side of the business. Like this is, you know, we're building websites and there's an engineer, an audio engineer, Dowie Wood, that was this magician. And I was like, I'd love to ride beside him. And I was starting to DJ, so it kind of all made sense. And then like a month later, everyone, like this giant group of people come to the boardroom. We just have to talk to you about, you know, what's happening. And that was it. They like laid off like a giant number of us.
Oh my.
And so it's shocking, right? The first one you go through, it's who you are, that business is associated with, you're associated with that business, and it's your livelihood, you got bills. It's traumatic.
So it is traumatic. I can only say that for you, you were lucky because you had all these other people with you.
For sure.
In my first, I did not.
Well, and because of how public...
Public?
Face, the voice, this like under this national program.
Yes, and therefore then what is very challenging for me to overcome, and I remember Anthony Ciccioni, who was running the score at the time, we had a conversation before I decided to take that job, and he said to me, he wanted to know more about was there any scandal or was there anything he really wanted to get a handle on my personality. And I found that very challenging because I really felt I hadn't done anything wrong except just work. And I love TSN, but here's the best part of all is that that happened, then the scores, then CBC, then come to Calgary again, CTV. And in 2005, I was hired by TSN to do the BLG Awards. And then I started to backfill on my old job for Jermaine Franklin here in Calgary. Mm. So I came back to the network.
Yep.
And why is that? Well, because I think firmly because, well, it might be because there were different leadership then,
yep.
but also because I took the high road.
Yep.
And I just showed respect to the network and moved on, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
One thing we know about life is that change is constant. Right? Mm-hmm. That's a one constant in life yep. is change. And you can't please everybody. So I've learned a lot from my time mm-hmm. in media.
Do you get to talk about that very often? Like when you're
I don't. No, I did. When COVID was happening, mm-hmm. I actually did speak to there was a group of people that were doing a kind of a webinar. They were doing a something to kind of reach out to all of us who had lost our jobs and yep. talking about trying to get through the pandemic mm-hmm. when you have no work. And I did speak to them and I explained to them about how if I could get through that, you can get through what mm-hmm. you're getting through because yep. you don't have those extra elements of yep. the public yep. forum of your job loss is not being written in the papers mm-hmm. and people believing the written word, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't get a chance to talk about it often, but I think, though, it definitely has a lot to do with my ability, I guess, to deal with rejection.
Yep.
And I certainly have had a lot of rejection mm. in my life, in my working life.
It's fascinating. And it's such an emotional discussion, too, because the people that are going through it are in this, like, in the thralls of this like tailspin. So to hear from, you know, somebody that actually,
yes,
everyone goes through it in a different way, but to go through it, to your point, with all these extra levels.
And it is, and you will still have trigger points. Mm-hmm. I think you will still have trigger points.
For sure.
I think from critical mass, for even sure. though that's a number of years ago, mm-hmm. I have some trigger points, but then I have to keep reminding myself. And I think for those of you who are going through it right now, my two big tips are like, I like to go like walks, I think are fantastic. Mm. We all have our things that we like to do to like reset. Walking and being in nature are my big things. And my other one is I always call a friend. Mm. And I find when I call a friend, actually talk to them, that they completely can reset whatever emotion or stage of feeling that I'm in at that time. Yep. Like if I'm kind of feeling kind of low, yep. if I call a friend, we have a few laughs about something else. They might see something that I'm not seeing, and yep. it immediately puts me in a better frame mm-hmm. of mind. So I strongly encourage those of you, and sometimes I would, you know, go on YouTube and find some of your favorite comedians mm. and just realize you're going to be okay.
Yep.
It's really tough right now. Mm-hmm. It sucks, but you're going to be okay.
Yep. When you came out of it and then got the job at the Score, was it you kind of like changing your mindset, or was it kind of a serendipitous moment where they kind of came to you because they were looking for something?
Well, I had to reach out to them, and that's the interesting thing too. And this is another tip I would have for those of you who are going through job loss, is on that same notebook I described to you when I went bopping on up mm-hmm. to make that pitch, I still have that notebook. And right below my pitch notes is all the people who started to call and leave messages once they heard about my firing. Mm. And then mixed in that is me writing down all the people I was calling to say, hey, this has happened, but I believe that I have a lot more in the tank and I really don't want to leave Canada. At the time, I had an agent actually in the United States out of Washington, and she had actually had something lined up for me out of in Cincinnati. Mm. But I didn't want to leave Canada, and yeah. I could have easily gone and done that, but I felt, no, they're not going to let me. I'm not going to leave my home on this one decision. So on that same sheet of paper, I was writing down all the people who were my supporters and my champions, and I was reaching out. I did reach out to the Score, also in Barrie, Ontario. Mm-hmm. They had asked me to come up and do an interview. I went in and talked to Sportsnet as mm-hmm. well. So writing that down,
yep.
I think will also give you a really great realization that this is only that one person or that one company. Mm-hmm. When you think about all the supporters you have, Jeff, now, yeah. beyond critical mass,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
it reminds you mm-hmm. your worth. Because mm-hmm. you take a big hit on yeah. your self-worth when you are fired.